Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and it's Saturday. I hope you're doing well. I apologize. I meant to do a podcast a couple of days ago, and then I got wound up with a couple of other projects, and so I was unable to get to it. So here I am. Don't worry. I'm here. Okay? Anyway, a few things up front. First of all, as many of you may have seen on the website or on my Twitter account or everywhere else, I've cast out a net to find as many faggots as possible to service this massive stag party. I mentioned it on the last podcast. For this alpha named Max, and the response was honestly incredible. I want to thank all the faggots that did follow instructions, which was shocking, to be honest with you. Lots of great candidates, lots of experienced faggots, which I was grateful for, because I know that these alphas are, they're experienced with faggots, and they want experienced faggots that can take care of their needs. So that was great also. And everybody, they didn't specify age or, and this is kind of special to me, honestly. They didn't specify age or body type or anything like that. They just wanted obedience and service. And that's when you know you're kind of dealing with a real masters, real alphas. Because a lot of times you'll get these younger alphas who expect to have the prettiest, most perfect faggot in the world to service them, you know. When in reality, the dynamic is about service. So that gave me some confidence that these college alphas who are involved, this alpha pack of British alphas, that they're serious, you know, about what they're doing. So I mean, they're coming to America to have a multi-city stag party. So they must have their act together somehow, you know. I would think it would be very difficult to put that together during a pandemic, but, and I think I would probably want to go anywhere else but the United States for something like that right now, but whatever. I'm just a faggot, and I'm just trying to help. So anyway, I'm going to be submitting all of the profiles that I received, and I'm going to let the alphas make the choices about who comes. Well, you know what I mean. So this past couple of days have been, among other things, I've been dealing with the manufacturer of a new bracelet. The people on my mailing list and my Patreon got a look at the kind of the mock-up for it. And it's a black bracelet that has an unequal symbol etched into it, laser etched into it. It kind of came out of a Discord conversation, and it was something that I had in mind, but it's kind of evolved. And ultimately, this bracelet is discreet, but it's still an outward symbol of your submission, you know, so that alphas in the know can look and see that and know what you are instantly. It's kind of, the same kind of function that I've been going for with the shirt line and, you know, the Hierarchy clothing line and accessory line. I want faggots to be able to advertise themselves, because so many faggots just are in the dark, not knowing how to even present themselves in some way to make themselves available. So that's kind of my thinking here, is I'm trying to find that, you know, that thing that can help faggots make that introduction. So that's going to be on sale on the Hierarchy shop, which is officialhierarchy.com, as part of this. Now, it's going to be something that I'm going to be buying in bulk to try to cut costs, because I want it to be something affordable to everybody. I'll be shipping that out myself, you know, to you. So, hey, special package just from me to you. Maybe I'll throw in a used sock. Nobody wants a faggot's used sock. Anyway, you nasty faggots. You make me sick. Anyway, so I think that is all I've got pressing right now. So I got into a conversation with an alpha male, a master, named Matt, and I had a long conversation with him on the phone after we've been texting back and forth, and one of his faggots, his personal faggots, offered him consent episode of the Hierarchy podcast. Now, I don't think he was even knew I existed, didn't know anything about the website until he heard this podcast episode. And he was impressed by it because he liked the message, you know, and which is, honestly, the consent episode of this podcast so far has been one of the more controversial episodes, because it, you know, it's almost, I'm really flirting with the kind of the line there on approving of rape, you know, and I don't approve of rape, but it's just, I just see the hierarchical aspect of it, you know, that people don't want to talk about. So he agreed completely with what I had said, and so we got into this discussion. And I must say that I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed talking to this master, Matt, and he's got an amazing voice, very, very sexy, and he's very sharp intellectually, in addition to being, you know, he's got a size 16 foot, too, on top of that, okay? I mean, you could spend days worshiping his feet, probably. Boss, I need to take a week off vacation so I can worship this alpha's feet all for the entire week, okay? anyway, he doesn't want to come on the podcast, which is a crying shame, okay? But anyway, we had this amazing discussion about the consent episode primarily, and what it means, forced sex, we're going to call it forced sex, you know, instead of rape, what it means to faggots, to get them to accept the truth about themselves, and also what it means to alphas, and what they learn, alphas learn from that taking of a faggot in a forceful, you know, maybe even non-consensual way. And at one point, Master Matt said, he said, I wish that there was a sorting hat, like the sorting hat in the Harry Potter universe, where the sorting hat would tell the faggot, you are a faggot, and then there would be no more question about it. And the faggot would be forced to accept itself, which I had never thought of before. And honestly, wouldn't it be great, you know, if there was something like that for faggots and for alphas, honestly, because there I've encountered many alphas who didn't really realize that they were alpha because of past experiences. And a sorting hat telling them that they were alpha would probably open their eyes and help them quite a bit, you know. But my response to that idea was this. There is a sorting hat in hierarchy, and it's called life. Life tells us what we are if we're listening. You know, the evidence is all around us all the time. The evidence is in our own hearts and minds, how we react to things. It's evidenced in how people react to us in social situations, in intimate situations. The sorting hat of life is the message of that sorting hat of life is not escapable. You can't get away from it. And it's constantly reinforcing what we are. And when we don't listen to it, or we think it's wrong, what it's telling us, and we don't obey it, we live lives that are unfulfilled. It's just that simple. You can never be a complete person unless you fulfill this basic aspect of your life, you know, this thing that life itself is telling you about yourself. If you're not listening to that and obeying it, then you're going to make lots of poor life choices, and you're going to shrink back, and you're going to miss out on all the joy and wonder associated with fulfillment. You know, faggots are much more guilty of this kind of thing than alphas, because let's face it, you know, being a faggot is a difficult road, and nobody is like, yeah, I want to be a faggot, you know. Even a faggot like me, who is outspoken about being a faggot, and, you know, I'm not ashamed of it at all, you know, it's not that I wanted to be a faggot. I didn't know I was a faggot until I was forcefully taken by my friend, my first alpha, at age 17. So, you know, once that happened, and again, there's an instance of non-consent teaching me a lesson about what I am. My friend did not ask my permission to throat fuck me that night, or any other night for that matter, okay? he just took what he wanted, and I had to deal with what that meant. And, you know, some faggots might have thought of that instance as rape and would have shrunk back or been offended in some way and not learn the lesson. I learned it instantly. As soon as it happened, you know, I had this feeling of just being at home. You know, it felt like a warm blanket. It felt like, you know, going on a long trek and finally getting home and being able to crawl into your own bed, you know. That's what it felt like, being on my knees, being used by my friend that first time. That was life sorting me out. Does that make sense? And I listened to it, you know, and I mean, I've been a cocksucker for my whole career as a faggot, and I've been a good service faggot, and I've plunged into various aspects of being a faggot because I believed that life taught me that this is my commission, this is my purpose. And so I, you know, I listened to life, the sorting hat of life. The little flame poofed out of the sorting hat of life, and the piece of paper that came out was, said faggot on it, and that's my piece of paper. So, and everybody gets that, you know. It's just whether we listen or not, really, you know. Now, alphas, you know, I'm sure that for an alpha, it's, I didn't really deal with a whole lot of shame about it, but lots of faggots do. Alphas, I imagine, when the sorting hat makes it plain that they are alpha, it's got to be a tremendously empowering thing, you know. The poof of flame comes out, the piece of paper comes down, alpha. You know, it's like winning the lottery. It's like finding Wonka's a golden ticket, you know. And I'm sure that for alphas, it's got to be really a blessing, you know. In fact, I know some alphas that I've talked to definitely feel that way about their alphahood. And I appreciate that very much, you know, because I know how important that is for them to accept that commission. You know, I think about Master Nick, for instance. I always come back to Master Nick because he's such a exemplary example of this, but you know, he takes his alphahood very seriously. And I have been very privileged to be at his feet watching him grow into his apex alphahood, basically. You know, he is, he takes all that very, very seriously. The owning of faggots, you know, his example as a master and an alpha in all situations, he takes all that very seriously. You know, the sorting hat of life gave him that commission, and he has grabbed hold of it, and he's taken it seriously. He is the opposite of me. We're both the same in that regard. You know, we both received our commission out of the sorting hat of life, and we took that commission seriously, and it's made all the difference for both of us and for everyone who does. And so I just want to encourage people to pay attention to that. You know, there is a sorting hat of life. It is your life, and it's telling you what you're supposed to do. And if you listen, you will be much, much happier and much more contented. Okay? So I thank Master Matt endlessly for inspiring this podcast and for him sharing so much about his life as a master of faggots and an owner of faggots. He is truly, I don't know, I'm just very, very impressed by him. So thank you, Master Matt. I'm sure he's probably listening to this. So anyway, I hope that this kind of inspired you a little bit because, yeah, because that's what I'm here for, to inspire you, if possible. So anyway, I hope you have a good weekend. I may come up with another podcast tomorrow. I've got other topics that I keep pushing off, so I might do another one tomorrow. But until then, I will talk to you soon, okay? Take care, and I love you. Bye.